Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining to this event. My name is Yantisa Akhadi, and I will present here with my colleague, Wulansari Khairunnisa. You can call me Ian. I'm part of the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, but I'm also part of the Perkumpulan OpenStreetMap Indonesia, or our local Indonesia Association for OpenStreetMap. So in this presentation, basically, we will guide you or give you a story about how we produce OpenStreetMap-based design in a product, in everyday product, because we believe that it is also a way on how we can build awareness, and it is also a way on how we can attract more people to join this very interesting project and the project that we really love in. So yeah. So I think we'll start on why. Why do we need to transform from digital to physical design? Why don't we just let it be in the digital world? I think I can think of about three reasons of why we need to change from digital into physical world. The first is more on the physical interaction, the second one on personalization, and the third on data as decor. This is one of the movement that I see lately, and I saw that I want to be joining in and contribute in that movement as well. So this is basically on the right side, you see the map of Northern Jakarta. We've been actively mapping Indonesia in the past 7 years, I think. So this is also part of that hard work. So basically, let's start from the first reason of why we do this transformation from digital to physical world, is that we want data that we can touch. I took this from a YouTube video that basically they 3D print the whole city, but this is based on the aerial imagery. I was thinking that if the OpenStreetMap building data already so good, you also put the level data, now there is project OSM buildings, and how they will try to complete the shape of the building, even also the rooftop as well. So then we can transform that into 3D or something that we can touch directly. So I think that will really bring you more closer into, so this is the data that I am contribute into, that now I can touch that. Now I can feel the data that I produce. I think that will bring more attention, bring more awareness about we need to care about this data more, because it relates to something that we care about most. And then this is also another experience on how we believe that for some generation or some people, they prefer a map that they can touch. They don't want to be a map that just there on screen and then goes while you change the screen, but you want something that you can really physically touch the map. So this is one of our project with the Pacific Disaster Center, that when we map the entire city of Jakarta, Semarang, and Surabaya. So basically, we started with a mapathon. That's both our team and also with local university. And then we go directly to the field to ask them to, you can see in the middle picture here, that basically we come to the village office and ask them about local data. And for this village officer, they prefer, rather than seeing the screen, the small screen, they prefer something that is big, that they can touch, that they can interact. Oh, so this is the boundary of this sub-village. Oh, so this is the school, this is the hospital, this is the clinic. And then later, we go directly to the field with motorcycle. Again, in Indonesia, motorcycle is the most prominent vehicle to explore around, to actually check and ground truth and look at it directly, whether the object is there or not. But still, for the village officer, or for people that does not really use digital media or digital world, they prefer something that they can see, they can interact directly, they can draw on it without having to learn GIS, without having to learn a new software. And then the result is something that can be printed and can be put on each of village office. Initially we ask information from them. So we also give them back the information in terms of printed maps. Because if we give them the data, if we give them the digital shapefile or GeoJSON or any type of map into them, then they don't really know how to use that in their own everyday life. They don't know how they can really benefit from that. But if we put it in a printed format, they can really interact, they can draw on it, because we put a plastic on top in front of it, so you can change the plastic and put another drawing on top of it. So it makes you it an easier way to do planning for in the village level. And we do this for all the village in these three cities. Even for the Thousand Island District, we send the maps through courier service. So we make sure that each of the village office have this data. Now, goes into my second section about why we transform this digital format into physical world is as a way to identify ourselves with the project that we love, with the project that we care. So this is one of the design. This is, does not have any map element, but this is way of how we identify with the project itself. We want to be associated with OpenStreetMap because we care about OpenStreetMap, because we want the data to grow, because we want the data into high quality. And then we also want more and more people understand or aware about OpenStreetMap. They, even at some point, we want it so that everyone will make like OpenStreetMap is like the first go-to map. So one of the effort is to socialize more and bring more awareness from the people. So this is like why, like they say, if the world need OpenStreetMap, and then what? And then people asking why? Why the world need OpenStreetMap? Because it's free and open, because it's everyone could contribute, because everyone could benefit from it. Source of infinite innovation, as we see so many presentation today, that it's all an innovation coming from an open data. And then it is also a platform for better preparedness in terms of disaster management. And this is solely built by volunteers, by everyone who really cares about the project itself. Now, bringing into this association that we want to be associated with the project, and then how we can also introduce the map itself. I mean, how good is the map? What is OpenStreetMap? How it looks like? So we again still starting from the association. This is one of the initial product design that we created that, yeah, we took Einstein picture image and then we custom it a bit and saying that I map, therefore I am. This is all open design. We share, I think this one is already in wiki. I forgot which one is already at wiki.openstreetmap.org. I mean, you can reproduce it. Feel free to do that. This is produced by our team in Indonesia. And then like this one, OpenStreetMap Hipster. This is also taking background of one of the map in Indonesia. We want it to be, so as our way to introduce this to youth or to the student is to bring it more into the pop culture. So because they are like our next future OpenStreetMap contributor. And then the next to design is designed directly by Wulan, which is our next next presenter in this session. This is based on Bogor, a city in south of Jakarta. That this is encourage people, let's join OpenStreetMap. And we also put the URL there. So then people will know, what's OpenStreetMap? If we put it as a pin, as a sticker, then people hopefully will being curious. And what's OpenStreetMap? What's that cool maps behind that? And same thing with this one. This is also the same image of the Northern Jakarta, that this is basically, this is the free and open map. And we also put the URL in it. Because through this design, hopefully we can communicate the project to the youth, to the students, that they can also gaining more motivation from them to understand more about the project. We also transformed that design. Basically, this is like the same map of Northern Jakarta. Well, we took like a small portion of the North Jakarta, and then we transformed that into notebooks. Like this is the one, we have two versions. One that we produce on behalf of the association with the same design. We reuse the design, and then we also put HOT logo, and we use it for the project with the Pacific Disaster Center. And they really appreciate that, because this is also the result of collaboration between different actors, between different organizations, in how to make a complete map of in city of Jakarta. Now, goes into also, this is also another product or swag, that's how you used to call it, that this is also another notebook that this is we produced for the project. We have several trainings in multiple provinces, and we gave them as a way of door prize, and then for people to, again, that their map can be something that they can hold, that they can see, that they can really, oh, this is, I contribute in this project. So this is like the map of Indonesia, and this is the Tumblr that we also want to promote environmental aware as well, that we can do both, contribute to the project as well as being more environmentally conscious about making less plastic, less reduced waste. And this is the third part of the present. This is actually one of the main reason of why I submit this talk, because I really love this. I mean, I want open street maps into my own house wall. I'll get there somewhere. It's still a bit expensive for now, but yeah. But this is like basically the idea of, oh, this is really cool. I want this in my house. I want this in my office. So this is like the map of London, and they put this as a, this is actually, there's a company who developed this, but they use proprietary data. They collected the data themselves, but I see no reason of why we cannot do this. We already have the data. We can customize style the data. And on top of that, we can put the license, we can put more information about the project itself, again, to gain more awareness about the project. So hopefully it will also motivate people to join and contribute in the project. So this is more about location identity, that you want to be associated with the place that you really care about, like your birthplace or the city where you study and you already feel it like it's second home. Another example, there is the source of the URL if you want to see more. Then this is another example on Paris. Or Paris, that's how I should pronounce that. And then this is Vancouver. And this is how it's being made. It's actually wallpaper. It is a roll of wallpaper. I mean, later I will show you again that we try this locally in Indonesia, because in Indonesia, in my country, it's not something common to find a publishing company that able to produce something like this. I mean, if we want to this happen in Indonesia, it's still pretty costly, pretty expensive. So this is the basic idea that finally we managed to have that in our office. Wait a minute, not on this slide. So basically the motivation is that initially if people come to our office, we have like hot banner behind. So we put this as a backdrop for photo. But then we're thinking about, hey, we already have this cool design. Why don't we put this cool design into our backdrop? So the next transformation is we want to be associated with the city where our project is. We are based in Jakarta, our team. So this is what how we make the changes. So now we make a wallpaper in our office that also contain the logo of HOT. But this is also about the location identity. We are here in Jakarta. We are local. We want to map our own location. And we want it to be spread everywhere. I mean, we want to be people to be associated with the place that they really care about. So now, when there's a guest coming to our office, they got this really nice backdrop. I mean, at the same time, it's like a small proud, a small moment of proud that, this is, I love the map, I love the project, and this is how I kind of conveying that how I really love this. But then now that's the theory or more on the philosophical question about why we do the transformation from digital and into the physical. Probably from your side, you also have this kind of different motivation. We'll be more than happy to discuss. But now let's move to the next session of this talk. That is Wulan. Wulan is our designer. She's the one who produced all of our cool products in our office. So please, Wulan, floor is yours.
Thank you, Sian. So now we're going to the technical part, I think. I'll show you a quick process how we produce it. The first thing that you need to do is to find the location that you want to make the map. It can be everywhere. It can be the places that you love or your hometown or the place that you have the event there or a program, and you might be want to make some swag or something, or the place that you think that it's just simply beautiful when you look at the OpenStreetMap website, and because it's completely map, or maybe the road and the building pattern are beautiful, or any other reason. And the second one is you need to download your OpenStreetMap data. You can use the hot export tools. This is the link to use the open treatment to use the hot export tools. And then the second one is you can use Overpass Turbo. In here, I will show you the example how we use the Overpass Turbo. So you can use the wizard to make a query here. In this example, I want just to make the map that focus on the road. And so I will download the road data with the tag highway equals highway, and then we go, and then this is the result for the data that from the wizard, and then we can export the data from this kind of format. In here, I will download the data in GeoJSON format, and the next part is to symbolize your data. You can use the famous free and open source GIS software like QGIS to symbolize your data, and you need to symbolize all of the object that you want to show on your map. It's the process. It's the same, just like you want to make a map from using the QGIS. In here I make a color. I decide the color and also the width for each of the road classification and also the waterway. And then we move to map layout. In here you can select the or choose the canvas size that you want to use. And I think this is one of the important things because it will affect to your resolution image. And also you need to know what media that you want to have to print the map. For example, is it for the wallpaper or for the t-shirt? And if you want it to be a wallpaper, you need to make sure that the size that you have a larger size for the map canvas, so it will so your image will have a proper resolution for the larger media. And next is before we go to print your map, you can make a mock-up. It will be better if you can make a mock-up. It will help you to visualize about how it will look when it print. And you can use GIMP. This is the free and open source software to edit the raster data. And you can find a free mock-up online. There's so many free mock-up online. This is the example of the mock-up that we made for the tote bag and for the t-shirt. With this mock-up, you will know whether this color is suit for the tote bag maybe, or for the t-shirt or not. And I think the process, it's not take a long time. Even though it will relative to each person, but for one design, you can spend like 2 or 3 days to make the design. What makes it take a long time? I think it's looking for the idea. What area that you want to map or what color that you want to use. And then the last thing is let's print your design. Make it real and make it your own, and I'm sure it will be something that you can proudly wear, just like we use now. And we have one friend there. And we next.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably I just one thing that important to add that in all of our design, we put the license or the attribution that this is OpenStreetMap contributors here as well. Yeah, we want to make sure that it's attributed properly as well. Although that's also dealing with the production. So we have challenges like on how we can give a really proper attribution, because if only like one line, we want to put like at least a label or something. And usually it can be only be achieved if we produce this in like mass production, then we can have like a proper label that saying that, hey, if you want to contribute, you can. I mean, we're planning to have like a more professional way, like having a label or having more information about what is the project and how you can contribute, how you can add your own data into your own city, because we want to make this clothing as additional way. Oh yeah, Harry, you want to be here? Yeah. So this is Three City. This is Samarinda in Kalimantan. So our capital, Jakarta, will be moved to this island next to the city in Samarinda. So this one is Medan in Sumatra, and this one in Pontianak is also in Kalimantan. So this is all is a product from Wulan, our great designer who produced all of this. And this is also the goodie bag that we produce for Surabaya, one of the major city. Another initial product that we create, and this one, yeah, this is also the goodie bag that we gave to our participant of the training, that so then they can keep their own motivation on doing the mapping. Okay, and last but not least, there is a bonus. Wait, the bonus is not on the slides link. If you want to download the slides, then yes, that's the link. I already ensured that the permission is everyone, and this is also the request from Harry that his tweet got viral, saying that a concrete example of practical value of map. Let me read it to you, bro. Can you help me scratch my back? Where? On Australia, please. That's where it's itchy. So yeah, this is really on how you want to put your map. You probably next time there will be people tattooing OpenStreetMap in their back. So can you scratch me at Canada or scratch me at Africa, somewhere around there? Yeah, that's the correct place. So yeah, thank you very much for your time and looking forward for your questions. Thank you.
Thanks to both of you. So we have a few minutes. If you have any questions, just raise your hand. Question here?
Yeah, for printing the maps, the big maps on the world, do you use SVG or what format do you use with QGIS?
The format for the wallpaper, you mean? Yeah. Usually, we just found out that there is a design, there is a publishing shop in our city that can do, but it's like printed as a roll, or as a roll paper. So it's more on like, how do you call it? What is the length of that? So the map, this one, is actually, let me just show you. This one is actually separated into three sections. So it depends on the printer width. So if the width of the printer is only like 30 centimeters, then it's only, we need to print like three roll of 30 centimeters. If the width is like 90, so we need separate into three, and then later we need to match it up. So then it will look as one part. Well, actually it's like three parts joined together. So yeah, it's already like, I think this is using like a wallpaper printer that's already in the market. Oh, and because you're the first one who did that answer your question, sir?
No, well, in fact, what I want to say is that because it's so big, maybe you lose resolution. So what is the format that you...
Oh, the format of the file.
You use just PNG or you use SVG?
I use it usually for the big size. I use PDF, so it won't be precise. When we give it to the print shop, but for only for the small map, we can just use the PNG, but make sure you have the good resolution.
Yeah, oh, and because you're the first one who asked the question, so you lucky to get one of our design. Please. Oh, yeah.
So does anyone have another question? I don't know if there is another bug.
Hi, Have you tried exporting the data for as 3D or manipulating it into 3D for 3D printing, like a tactile map, for example?
Okay, you mean as our own...
In your own experience, yes.
Yeah, we haven't tried that, but we saw in the YouTube video there is an instruction on how to do that. Later, if you download the slide, then you can click later on this one. Yeah. So this is like printing cities. There is part one and part two. So I watched the video. It shows you like what kind of printer being used, and then what's the data format that they use. So then you can produce your own city map using this one. But the person who produced the video, they're using drone imagery rather than from OpenStreetMap data.
Okay, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Another one? Still have time? No? Well, thank you. I think we can...
Thank you. Oh, again. And for the second... sorry, sir, what's your name? John, okay, you also got our second. We still have one spare. That again, because there's only like two people asking in this session, so you also got that. Please, Harry, can you give it? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.